up until this point, usually when I'm having a bad run, I just throw in the towel and say, all right, well, I'm a few miles back from the car. Let me just get back to the car and screw it. Episode 478 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, how to salvage a bad run or race. Hey guys, before we dive into today's episode, just want to let you know that one of the easy ways to support the podcast and one of the really, really meaningful, really truly meaningful ways to support the show and the continued growth of the show is to jump on board and buy me a cup of coffee every month. If you head over to patreon.com and there's a link in the show notes and there's a link in the album information, you know, or the podcast information on your phone or device, whatever. But if you head over to Patreon and you can pledge a couple bucks a month, $5, $10, whatever, literally a couple of bucks, you know, a cup of coffee. And you know, obviously that makes a difference. A bunch of people do that. It adds up. It certainly does a fair good job of keeping the lights on, and you know, we're getting to the point where it's doing a little bit more than just keeping the lights on, which is awesome, and it really is helpful. And like I said, it's really meaningful because obviously you continue to get this for free. Like, I'm not going anywhere. The podcast is going to keep coming out, but when you're willing to part with a few bucks a month, it just lets me know that maybe what I'm doing actually means something and it's actually appreciated. So if you're willing to do that, I appreciate it. If you can't, if budgets are tight, I get it. It's not a big deal. But if you're like, man, I really like this show, I'd love to support a little bit more. What could I do? Maybe you're new to the show, you just found it, or you've been listening for a while. Patreon.com/DizRuns is the official link. And you can, like I said, you pledge a couple $3, $5, $10, whatever you want. I'm cool with just a plain Jane black cup of coffee, though. You don't need to buy me a Mocha Froca Choca Loca Latte or whatever, although if you want to, I'll appreciate it. But just a black cup of coffee a month would make a world of difference. So appreciate it. Those that are already patrons, I truly, truly, truly do appreciate your support every month. It means an awful lot. So thank you. And now let's dive in, shall we? Today I want to talk a little bit about, you know, something that we all have to deal with from time to time. It's not something that can be avoided. Obviously, you want to keep the bad runs or the bad races to a minimum. But if you're in this sport long enough, if you're, you know, tying up your shoes and hitting the door and hitting the roads or the trails long enough, you're going to have a bad run. And, you know, again, frequency, it's up to, it depends. Some people have them have a bad run a little bit more often than not, but, or a little more often than others, at least, hopefully not more often than not. But, we all have to deal with a bad run on occasion. And, this episode was, or this topic was something that came to my mind just a week ago as I'm recording this. My long run just this last past weekend was slated to be an 18 miler, and I had hopes it was going to be a pretty good run. And maybe that's my first problem, is that I went into it with high expectations. But the week before, I had done 18 miles, and I'd done 18 the hard way, meaning that I'm not going to pretend like we have the biggest and the baddest hills here in Central Florida, but there are, you can find some hills. As everybody that's listening in Lakeland knows, if you're around Lake Hollingsworth and the Hollingsworth Hills, you can find some hills. Now, they're not monsters. They're not mountains by any stretch, but you go up and down this series of hills for several miles, and it beats you up a little bit. So the week before, I'd done 18, but I basically started there. I'd done a mile and a half or 2 miles of warm up to get to the hills, and then ran up and down the hills till I was at, I don't know, whatever I was at, 9 or 10 miles at that point. And then ran around a couple other routes and you know, parts around town, and finished back up with a little over 18 miles. And it wasn't my greatest run, but it wasn't bad. You know, I was tired, and the last few miles was a little bit of work, certainly. But I came through pretty good. I was pretty happy with that effort. And so then this past weekend, my plan was to do 18 again. But I was going to avoid the hills. So I was going to do 18 a little bit easier this time. And things were not easier. I don't know exactly what the problem was, other than the fact that I definitely had a few more miles on my legs during the week leading up to that. So maybe I was slightly more fatigued. I don't know exactly what the problem was, but as I was going, as I was, you know, looping around different parts of town and trying not to, you know, continue to repeat the same track over and over and over again, I was just struggling. And I really wasn't struggling physically. I mean, maybe I was just a little bit, but certainly mentally I was struggling. And as you all know, if you've been listening for very long at all, you know that the mental muscle that I have needs as much work or more work than my legs and my lungs and my heart and all of that, all of the other components of being a good distance runner. My mental game, I have been working on it. I've been reading, I read what's it called? I can't remember the book, like The Champion's Mind, I believe, or A Champion's Mind, I think is the book. And now I'm reading Mind Gym, which is a great book. If you're looking to improve your mental game, I would strongly suggest that book. It's short. It's an easy reader. It's easy. Like each chapter is a couple pages long, all giving different mental tips you can use to implement. And so as I'm struggling on my 18 mile and I'm stopping to walk, not because I needed to, but because I was giving myself an out. I was like, all right, now let me just stop to walk for, you know, a quarter of a mile, or not a quarter of a mile, but like a tenth of a mile. And then a tenth would turn into, you know, 15 hundredths or whatever. And it was just not good. I was trying to come up with a strategy, a plan to how to finish this run strong, because I really, you know, up until this point, usually when I'm having a bad run, I just throw in the towel and say, all right, well, I'm a few miles back from the car. Let me just get back to the car and screw it. Like, yeah, the plan was to run 18 miles, but I'm going to be at 13 and that's good enough. Or I'm going to be at 12, or I'm going to be at 15 or whatever it is. I'm just going to shut this thing down early, get me back to the car and let me call it a day. And I really, really, really wanted to stay with the 18 miles, even though I wasn't doing well. I had a goal of breaking 40 miles for the first time in a while last week, and I needed to get to 18 miles to get to 40 for the week. So I didn't want to come up short there. So what I was doing, and I was doing this run walk thing for a little while just to try to keep going. And eventually I got this idea that I know came from the books. I know where it came from, but it wasn't like I was digging back through the books in my mind. It just all of a sudden popped in my mind, how can I reframe this to give myself the motivation to finish well? How can I move the goalposts? So right now, you know, at that point, the goalposts, the goal, the plan for the day was to run 18 miles, and I was struggling, and it was a grind. It was like, oh, still have, you know, 5 miles to go, still have 6 miles to go. Well, actually I had 6 miles, then 5 miles, you know, and I was having this conversation with myself at that point, from 6 miles to 5 miles. And now I'm out of water, but I know that there's a water stop up not too far away. So if I can get there, I'll have about 4 miles from the water. How can I reframe, or how can I convince myself that this isn't just a miserable workout? Because from that water stop, I can go 2.5 miles to get to the car, or I can go 4 miles to get to the car. It's kind of an either and or either or solution. What's going to be my choice? And I decided that I was going to reframe my goal. I was going to switch my goal from running 18 miles to running my best 4 miles of the day, my strongest 4 miles of the day, both mentally and physically. My best 4 miles were going to be the last 4 miles. I was going to stop, fill up my water bottles, and then I was going to go be strong for the last 4 miles. Now, they may not have been my fastest, although if you pull up the Garmin data, or the junkie watch data that I have, they were the most steady, and they were the slightly quicker than even my early miles. So it really worked. But instead of saying, oh, I'm already at 15 miles, just 3 more miles to go, I was like, all right, 1 mile down, 3 to go. You know, and I kept framing it that way, that this was just a short workout, just 4 miles, just 3 miles, just 2 miles, just 1 miles, or 1 mile. And all of a sudden, like, all of the mental weakness, all of the mental, you know, questioning and wanting to give up, all of the slight physical discomfort or the physical fatigue that I was feeling, it was gone. It was gone. I gave myself a different target to aim for, something that was maybe a little bit less daunting and just completely refreshing at that point. Because again, for the first couple of 3 hours, I had been going, oh, I got to get to 18 miles. And now all of a sudden, for the last 35, 40 minutes, it was, all right, I just have 4 miles to do. I can do that. I've done 4 miles dozens of times in the last month. You know, I can handle 4 miles. So that's my challenge to you, or my message today, is that the next time you're having a bad run, and it could be on race day, you know, as I'm recording this, Chicago was just still recently in the rearview mirror. It was just last weekend and it was hot. It was not the greatest weather. So, you know, if you find yourself on a race where the weather is beating you up, or you're just not having a good day, instead of saying, oh, like, this sucks, I just have to, I want to try to finish it, Can you reframe it? Can you give yourself a new challenge, a new goal on race day? Maybe it's just to run the next mile in a certain you know, certain pace, or maybe it's to run the last half faster than the first half, or whatever it is. But the next time you're having a bad run or a bad race, which again happens to all of us, it doesn't make you less of a runner. It just makes you a human being that some days are better than others. So when that happens, how can you, you know, turn that proverbial lemon into lemonade? How can you find a way to end the run on a positive? Maybe it's sprinting the last half a mile or quarter of a mile to get to your car. Maybe it's, you know, like what I did, just basically erasing the first 14 miles from my memory banks and just focusing exclusively on the next 4 miles and running them strong. I didn't care really about my pace. I wasn't trying to push the pace. I just wanted a steady, strong, consistent 4 miles to finish out the day and to end on a positive note. And that is exactly what happened. And I'll tell you, it doesn't make the fact that the run didn't go well. I mean, it does make it a little bit better, but it's not like I'm proud of that run. I didn't have a great day, but I'm very proud of how I finished. I'm proud of the fact that I didn't give up. So always be looking for those ways that you can, you know, turn the negative into at least a neutral, if not a positive, you know, that you can go from this sucks to I learned something today. I gained something from this run. You know, every run, every race, there should be something that you can take away that can help you in the future. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that we learn more when things are tough, when we're having a struggle, than we do when it's easy peasy. So, you know, not that I want to wish a bad run or a bad race upon you in the near future, but when inevitably it happens, what can you do to shift your focus, to shift your goal for the day, so that bad run or bad race, you can finish it on a positive note? That's what you need to do. And it's not something I think you can plan beforehand. I think it's something that when you're in the moment, you need to recognize, all right, this is not going well. I'm not going to reach my goal, my original goal for the day. So how can I change my goal? What can I do? How can I pivot? How can I refocus? How can I move the goalposts so that this run ends up being a productive part of my training towards my overall bigger goals? That's what I did this weekend and probably for the first time. And I got to say, it worked. It worked. And now, you know, like now I keep moving forward, but I now have that new idea that, all right, if things are going off course, maybe just maybe find a different goal, find a different target and see if changing the focus works. So that's what we're going to wrap this one up for today. It's just something to keep in mind, something to hold on to, change the focus, change the goal. Maybe that'll just make a bad run turn into a slightly better run or a decent run or somewhat of a positive to put a good finish on what hadn't been a great day up to that point. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you for listening. Hope that this helped. Hope that this gave you something to think about. And if you have any thoughts, any feedback, any questions for me, as always, I would love to hear it. So let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And you can always head over to the show notes for any episode and leave comments there. The show notes for this episode, dizruns.com/478. And you can leave a comment there and I'll certainly get back to you from that place as well. So that's it for today. Keep going. Keep trying to find a good way to put a good positive spin on what is already, you know, what has been a bad run up to that point. It's possible. It's doable. It's not always easy, but it does make the situation a little bit better. So that's it for today. Don't forget patreon.com/dizruns if you're so inclined to buy me a cup of coffee. It's always appreciated. Not expected at all, but certainly appreciated. So thank you again to those folks who are already patrons. And if you want to join the ranks, patreon.com. Links are in the show notes. Links are in the album information or artwork on your show or on your phone as well. Just tap that. It should pop up and you can click those links. So until next time, guys, take care. Have great runs this weekend or whenever you listen to this, whatever great rest of the day, whatever the case might be. And until next time, take care, be well, and we'll talk soon. See you.